Welcome to the Joy Right Here podcast, where I share everyday experiences through poetry and personal reflections intended to help you see what is already good and beautiful in your life today. That was a long sentence. I'm Sierra, your host, and I'm also a poet, a gardener, a wife, a mother, and just an all-around person. Sometimes we'll go out to the garden and I'll show you the flowers and we'll talk about life and you might hear the rooster and the goats, but we're just going to slow down on this podcast and we're going to look at our lives and we're going to see what's there and we're going to enjoy what is lovely and what is good. So welcome. I'm recording this episode from my desk in the loft. Yes, our newly remodeled house has a loft, but it's such a big loft that I really feel as though we should probably just call it the upstairs. It's not done. We still have piles, places, and we still need to finish the staircase. We're using a ladder right now, but I've got a desk set up and this desk was given to me. And let me tell you what, some good stories have been created here. There's crayon or paint or something. It looks well used. The desk looks well used. And so we're just going to continue that story of this desk as I record podcast episodes here, right up here, possibly, you know, put together another book up here. There's just, you know, whether or not this desk stays right here, you know, who knows, but there are going to be some more good stories written on this desk. So it's fun to kind of carry that story on. So that's where we're at in the loft in our newly remodeled house. There are still piles even outside. I mean, we still got stuff to do, but little by little, things are getting more situated, feeling more homey. And that's really lovely. It's lovely. So yeah, that's what I have to say about that. The next few weeks, I actually have the next 5 episodes that I'm posting on my podcast, whether or not they happen consecutive weeks or not. Remember, we're just taking things slow. But I have picked out 5 poems that I want to read and then kind of just give behind the story, behind the scenes, so to speak, of these poems and just explain a little bit more about them and kind of just see where the conversation takes us, I guess. So today's poem is actually one that I wrote last year, and it's one that I wrote near the beginning of when I was writing these poems. When I began writing poetry. So this is one of the first poems, and it's actually one that I've needed right now. And it's called Redundant. So I'm going to go ahead and read that and then we'll just talk about it. I used to be afraid of handling tiny seeds, but experience revealed life is irrepressible, and all that's up to me is holding seeds, letting go, having the courage to sit down, wait. Side note, I'm even redundant when it rains. So here's the big discovery. My lack of skill cannot stomp out the things that want to grow. This poem is a bit of a young gardener's victory. As you know, when I started the garden, I did not know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing. The flowers come in from the grocery store, I didn't even know how to remove flowers from that to put in other pots. I didn't know what to do with a garden. It was totally new. But as the days turned into weeks and the weeks turned into months and the months turned into years, I found myself just getting more and more brave to do the gardening things. I repotted a plant. The roots were growing out of the pot. And I took that plant and I split it and I put it in 2 different pots. Huge. Huge. That was massive. Okay. For someone who does never gardened in her life, to eventually get to a point where she was okay with taking a well-established flower, petunias, I believe, out of a pot to split them and then to replant them. And they both did well that spring. Okay. Just the act of making a potted plant into 2 potted plants is so brave. Okay. If you're new at gardening or you garden or you have the process of learning how to garden, you know what I'm talking about. And so when I planted from seeds for the first time, I mean, that was a big deal because for the most part, I would just get, flowers from the grocery store, which is great. I mean, definitely do that. And I just realized the other day, yesterday, that I had one snapdragon left over from last year that from a potted snapdragon plant. The point is, that's not the point is, I've only had one snapdragon this year, and I usually have snapdragons for the spring. I love snapdragons, and I only had one. And so we're gonna have to fix that, but I'm probably not gonna grow those from seed. Maybe, but I'll probably also, if they're still around, I don't know, but if I miss my chance, okay. Anyway, let's focus. So planting from seeds, that felt brave too, and in a way, just you wonder, are you doing something wrong? You want to do it right. You're reading the back of the packet, and you're getting all in your head. But just how the garden has surprised me over the years, and just growing, and the seeds are able. They don't need an expert hand. An expert hand helps for sure, but they don't need an expert hand. They will grow. You give them earth and you put them where they can get the sun and you give them water, they will grow. And guess what? Sometimes you miss watering or it rains a bunch and you don't have to water and you're redundant. You're not needed. It's the miracle of the garden is that God grows those flowers and He provides the rain and the sun. And even if we watered every day and we had to be there to water, we can't provide the sunlight, right? We can't do that. And so really the pressure is off for us to orchestrate everything just right to make it happen. Sure, we can learn more about the garden. We can learn more about seeds. We can learn more about soil and all those things. And I think that's good. But how much do we miss when we're so concerned with just doing it right the first time or getting it perfect instead of just saying, I'm going to learn as I go? And the beautiful thing is, life is irrepressible. So in the poem, it says, I used to be afraid of handling tiny seeds, but experience revealed life is irrepressible. Life is irrepressible. I learned that. I learned that through the garden. I learned that through years of infertility, that though infertility was there, it was not my story. It was part of my life, but it didn't get to be me. And of course, I struggled with, it wasn't, I arrived at a place and then I was just perfect the whole time. And I just always had those, I just learned everything and I arrived. No. No, but life is irrepressible, and infertility could be the story without being the story. It didn't have to be the thing that took life from me. There was loss there. There is loss there, but it didn't take life from me. And the garden has taught me so much about life and about how irrepressible it is and how it does just spill over and it can't be contained. And sometimes it doesn't look the way that we want it to, but it's still so beautiful and it's still surprising in good ways. And in this poem, I'm saying, and all that's up to me is holding seeds, letting go, having the courage to sit down, wait. And I think, I don't know exactly, I wrote this a long time ago, but really, when you look at that, that's very applicable to even just situations in life where you hold your dreams, hold your hopes, but you let them go, you surrender them, you even cultivate them, but you aren't controlled by them and you're not scared by them. You have the courage to sit down and wait, and you're okay when things aren't happening and you are expecting good things, and maybe it won't turn out to be the good things that you want the most, but you are anticipating the good things that will happen. And somehow, when you're walking with God, you realize that the good things that happen are the best things that could have happened. So there's that. And then in that last little bit where it says, so here's the big discovery. My lack of skill cannot stomp out the things that want to grow. I've made plenty of mistakes in the garden. I have planted seeds the wrong way. I'm sure probably every time, except for maybe twice, that I maybe had the correct everything going for me. But chances are not even then. The garden doesn't really need me. Yes, I guess in some ways to nurture it and to really see where things are and to problem solve. And there's so much that we can do and we can nurture. And so maybe that's not the right way to say it, you know, that the garden doesn't need me, but at the end of the day, I don't provide the sun. If it rains, I don't have to be a part of it. I'm surprised all the time by what's growing that I have no control over. And it's just the garden is beautiful and life is irrepressible. And I have found in my life that to be true as well, that the life with God means life is irrepressible. It spills over. It is good. It doesn't mean that there's not hard things. It doesn't mean that there's not pain or long waiting periods or disappointments or whatever, but I'm never disappointed in God. I'm never disappointed by what good he does. Never. And I found that to be true with infertility when we were at the, before we found out we were pregnant, we had a conversation where we pretty much shut the door, you know, on really, we thought we would just foster older children later when we were older ourselves. And of course I still wanted a child with Ben, but I was okay. And I was excited about the future. And I knew I was going to struggle with grief beyond that and with pain. It's not a, oh yeah. Like, as I said earlier, you don't arrive. You don't just get over grief. And you don't just move on from sorrow. That's still there. But I think the garden taught me so much about life. And I saw that God wanted life for me. And I was so happy. I was so happy to know that God wanted life for me and to really see that that's the garden taught me that. The garden taught me that. The flowers showed me what I could not see otherwise, and certainly what I could not feel. I could not feel so much. I was very numb, and I also at the same time was feeling so much pain. It's so hard to describe. I know you get it though. And watching life just happen before my eyes and just surprise me and just keep going further and further from my porch. Man, that taught me about God. It taught me about what he wanted for me. I could see what I couldn't feel. And I could see hope. I mean, visibly, just visible, tangible. The garden truly has been God's gift of life to me. And this, like I said, these conversations, I don't know where they're going to go or where they're going to turn and whether or not this poem was all of these thoughts at the beginning. I don't know, but they certainly bring up those thoughts now. And that poem may have just started with me realizing that I could put seeds in the ground and just, there it is. And what's going to happen? Life is going to happen. And I don't have to stress about having everything perfect and just right. And that's just true for so many things. So again, this conversation, I don't know where these conversations are going to go, but poetry is one of those things that can be applied. You can write it and then it can be applied in so many situations, or you can read it again a year later or a month or so later, and you're like, oh, but this looks okay. And you kind of relate it in new ways. But anyhow, that is that poem, Redundant. And again, like just the idea that we can plant seeds and we don't have to be scared of it. and life is irrepressible, and life is irrepressible in the garden, and life is with God, life is irrepressible in our soul and in our life. I like to say, I've said it for a while now. I said it before we were pregnant with our son, but God loves to do life with life. God does life with life. And I think that's true. I know it to be true. I've experienced it and I've seen it to be true in my life. So wherever you're at in your garden journey or in the journey of your heart and your soul, let me just read this poem again. And I just want you to think about how does it read for you? Are you thinking about, oh, I'm going to go buy some seeds now and I'm just going to go ahead and put those in the ground and see what happens? Or are you kind of in a place where maybe you have felt very discouraged in life and this poem comes and says, life is irrepressible. Just wait. Just wait and see. Surrender, cultivate, don't walk away, but don't be, what is the word? Don't be, maybe there's not a word, just don't walk away. Wait. And it might be hard, but life is irrepressible. God does life with life every single time. So I'm going to read this poem one more time, and I'm going to let you decide where it falls for you. I used to be afraid of handling tiny seeds, but experience revealed life is irrepressible, and all that's up to me is holding seeds, letting go, having the courage to sit down, wait. Side note, I'm even redundant when it rains. So here's the big discovery. My lack of skill cannot stomp out the things that want to grow.